Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
If you are really good at hosting Christmas parties, we are going to need you this morning. 404-263-0941. We got this email from Mallory who says, "Hey friends, we are hosting our very first Christmas party at our home this weekend. We're so excited. My husband and I have invited all of our friends and our neighbors, even some work friends to come over. We've got an open bar, live music from our friend's band, and lots of food." Wow. "Here's what I want to know." She says, "Do I have to serve gluten-free, dairy-free, and vegan options? I do know a few people might be coming who have these food preferences, but I'm definitely not a professional chef, and I'm doing all the food myself. Hashtag budget." She says, "I don't want to be a rude host, but I also don't know what the rules are for party hosting. Help, is it my responsibility to offer an allergy-friendly, vegan-friendly spread? Thanks, Mallory." What do you think, Curtis?
No, my mother told me as a kid, if you don't eat what I cook, then you just don't eat.
Really?
And I still live by that philosophy. I mean, if you have a lot, she said live band.
She said her friend's band is playing bar. And an open bar, and she's making all the food herself. So she wants to know, is it her responsibility to do vegan options? That's different than vegetarian,
right? That's different from vegetarian, because vegans, they can't eat honey or egg because it comes from an animal.
Yes.
Or animal produces it, so they don't eat any of that.
Right.
Your lifestyle don't have nothing to do with me.
And then
that's all I'm saying. It don't have a thing to do with me.
So cook what she wants to cook. That's
it. If they don't eat it, then go home hungry.
404-263-0941. Give us a call. Is she responsible for serving gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan options? Producer Janine, I want your opinion on this because you have a lot of allergies. Do you expect people to provide food at parties that you can eat?
I really don't. I expect them to let me know ahead of time so that I can know what I can do. And if I know I need to bring something, then I think that's what's best. I think everyone should kind of bring a part of the meal anyway. I think that's always helpful for the host. And make sure it's something that you can eat. You know,
that's
if
true.
You're vegan, bring a vegan dish that everyone can have and that you know that you'll have something that you like.
That's a good idea. Because she said it's not a potluck. Like, she wants to be able to provide all the food, but maybe she could turn it into a potluck for some of her friends.
Right.
If you've got some guidance in this area, do you think it is her responsibility? Curtis says,
No, we ain't doing it.
All right, so give us a call and join in on group therapy. 404-263-0941. Your guidance is next.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
404-263-0941. If you're good at hosting Christmas parties, we need your help. For Mallory this morning, she sent us an email, said she's throwing her very first Christmas party with her husband this weekend. They've got open bar, live music from their friend's band, and lots of food. But she wants to know, does she have to serve gluten-free and dairy-free and vegan options? Because she knows some people come into the party with those food preferences. So we need your guidance here. 404-263-0941. Curtis?
I say absolutely not. I said you eat what I cook or you don't eat at all.
Really?
Because she's providing an open bar, she's providing the band, and she's cooking everything herself. And once again, she said, what, hashtag budget or...
Hashtag budget.
Hashtag budget. Then, you know, I'm with your sister friend. Do what you got to do. If they don't eat, they just don't eat.
Courtney in Decatur's got some professional advice here. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
You're an event planner? Okay.
Yes, I do it for a living, and I love to host parties myself. My advice is to just pick up something small from the store, like a baba ganoush that is simple, put it out, they have something to nibble on, and be
That's
done with
cool.
it.
A baba who?
It's a baba ganoush.
A baba ganoush. It's like an eggplant dip.
Okay, eggplant dip.
It's so
and
good.
Courtney, let me ask you this. If people have allergies or food preferences, do they usually eat before they go to parties? Is that kind of common practice, or am I assuming that they would plan ahead?
I would think so. For like a private party that your friend's hosting on a professional one, I would definitely say it's up to them, especially if they have a major allergy.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for the guidance. All right. Jaya is here. Is it Jaya or Jaya?
It's Jaya.
Jaya. Hey, Jaya. Welcome to group therapy. What do you say? Does she have to provide an allergy-friendly and vegan-friendly menu?
I say absolutely. I'm a vegan, and, like, it's just, it's rude for you to only serve meat dishes. Every time I go to a holiday party, I always go home hungry because everybody forgets about the vegan. Because they are, like, they just plain don't care.
Is she serious?
So.
Yeah, I mean, they're practically murderers.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this, sister friend. I'm sure cavemen didn't go out and hunt salad back in the day. You know, if you come into my house, you either eat what I got or you don't eat it all, or go through a drive-thru and get some fries. That's all I got to tell you. Eat before you come into my house then.
So, Jaya, you don't eat before you go out to parties. You just end up going home hungry because there's nothing to eat?
Well, it's like I expect someone to care about my diet.
You know what? I've got some parsley as a garnish around my fruit platter. Then you can eat that. Seriously, because you decided to live this lifestyle as a vegan. That's what you decided to do.
It's not a lifestyle. I mean, you guys are out there murdering animals every day. It makes me emotional. I have to sit and watch it. I go to a holiday party, and I just want one dish that I can eat that's not covered in butter.
And that's,
why is that too much to ask for?
And that's fine. And you can sit in the corner and watch me eat my cheeseburgers, the ketchup and mayonnaise run down my arm.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Jaya, so much for the call. Appreciate you.
She's serious.
All right. Morgan in Lawrenceville wants to get in on this. Morgan, your whole family's vegan?
My whole family is vegan by choice. And they know when they go to Christmas parties that they're either going to have to bring their own food or not eat and just get more junk. Like, they know it's their own choice. Other people don't have to suffer for their own choices. Oh, that last girl got me heated.
Me too. You know what? I don't get heated on this show, but that just bothered me because being a vegan, I have no problems with that. At all.
None
at all. But if I eat meat, you can't put me down for eating a steak. You cannot.
That's not your choice.
You murdered a parsnip and bok choy. You're out here cutting down all these beautiful veggies and they could grow up to be beautiful trees, but you're gonna put me down, you know, for eating the haunches of some poor beast.
Thank you for the call, Morgan. And Curtis, she called you a murderer.
She called me a murderer.
Amanda incoming, what do you say for group therapy?
I take care of my friends and family because I have my own allergies. So I make huge vegetable platters and fruit platters and charcuterie boards to take care of my gluten-free friends. Mm-hmm. You go to Big Lots or wherever and get some rice crackers. So I say take care of your friends.
Okay. You say yes, she's got to provide. All right. Lisa in Carrollton's got an opinion here. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I also think it's a lot simpler than people realize. You can do veggies and hummus, chips and salsa, just something so that people can eat, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy or elaborate. It can be simple.
Just curious, Lisa, are you also a murderer?
I do eat meat, but me I too. Don't eat dairy.
Are you going to stabbing pigs in the back?
Well, I don't judge people for what they eat. That is for sure.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. And Tamara in Snellville, you're a pro in this area.
Yes. Well, I can say I commend her for being so accommodating, and I do understand her pain because my daughter is a vegetarian, so I always have to go above and beyond to prepare other dishes. And since you're welcoming somebody in your home, you want them to feel comfortable. You want them to feel like they're a part and having a good time. So it's really not hard to just prepare something a little bit extra.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too much time to do that.
And Tamara, you're an executive chef, it says here on my screen. And so does that mean that you've got to label things? Like, do you have to say this is a vegan dish with like a little table tent card?
And this has, you know, no peanut oil.
I do that anyway because people have allergies. I'm one of them. I'm allergic to all forms of seafood. And I have accidentally eaten things before that I thought was something else. And it was, you know, it ended up being salmon or different things like that. So you just want people getting sick. You want people to have a good time. And it really doesn't take you that much extra time to just go above and beyond just to make somebody happy. It's the holiday season, right?
Yes, and you have the happiest child in your car right now.
I know, they're so happy. Having the time of their lives.
Who is that?
That's my granddaughter, Skylar.
Hi, Skylar. She's
adorable.
All right, so Curtis, now you got to do table tents. Now you got to tell everybody if there's dairy in it or if it's vegan or if it's
I understand
seafood.
Food allergies. I completely understand that. I can't have nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to nuts. I didn't realize there was a difference between tree nuts, you know, between tree nuts and ground nuts. Uh-huh. And I'm allergic to tree nuts.
Okay.
So, of course, they burn my mouth. I understand the nut allergy. Like some veggies I can't eat. Janine, she can't eat certain, you know, berries.
Yeah.
Or what have you because of the skin. I completely understand that. But to be a vegan, that's something completely different. Once again, I don't have a problem with it. But if you expect for someone to accommodate something like that, you know, well, I can't have honey, so you may have to take the honey off your food or the eggs or anything else.
I will say, though, I think most people disagreed with you that she should have to, like, put out a spread that's allergy-friendly. Erin in Villarica's got allergies. Hey, Erin.
Hi. So I actually have allergies, and what I do when I go to a party or I get invited is I actually call the people ahead of time or get in touch with them and say, hey, what's going to be served? So then I know if I need to bring something that I can eat, because it's hard for people when they're hosting to remember all the dietary restrictions that people have. So I always try to make sure that, you know, I'm the one reaching out, and then I make that decision on my own whether I need to bring something.
Mm-hmm.
She's the conscientious guest. I love that.
But
thanks,
see, she's
Erin.
Smart. She's being proactive about it. She's asking all these questions.
Kristen in Fayetteville joining us for group therapy. Hey, Kristen.
Hello. Hi. Oh, my God, Curtis, I love you.
Good morning.
Oh, my God, you are the best. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my 7-year-old son told me I have to call you guys just so he could tell everybody that he eats meat.
He's a meatitarian too.
Little murderer.
Yes, he is. I know. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? Like someone else said, more people put out gluten-free stuff than they think, mm-hmm. even vegan stuff. When it does come to chips and salsa and stuff like that, it's really not that much to think about. She doesn't have to go and, like, I don't know, make some soy-free dish.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I hear you. I hear you. Thank you so much for the call, Kristen.
Thank you.
I think Mallory is just nervous because it's her first Christmas party, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wants it to, you
she wants
can
everything
just imagine,
to be perfect.
She wants it to be like Martha Stewart planned this thing.
Right.
And then it's all like totally perfect. All right, Mary and Morrow, you're going to be the last call on this. Hey, Mary.
Hey. No, I don't think she needs to accommodate, but like one of the other callers said, chips and dip, things like that, mm-hmm. that everyone else will also eat. But I was also raised like you eat what you put in front of you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how
I
was
raised. Someone else is going to come up behind you and they're going to eat it.
Exactly.
Get it quick.
My mom would ring the dinner bell and say, grab it and growl.
I love it, Mary. Thanks so much for the call and joining us for group therapy on the Christmas
Reading
station.
Cards have all been sent. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.